You're listening to SBS News.
Polls have closed in an Italian general election that could move the country's politics sharply towards the right during a critical time for Europe, with the war in Ukraine fueling skyrocketing energy bills and testing the West's resolve to stand united against Russian aggression. Far-right leader Giorgia Meloni's electoral alliance appeared to hold a wide lead in the vote, an exit poll on state television suggested shortly after voting closed Sunday evening. Opinion polls have indicated Ms. Meloni, who's 45 years old, and her Brothers of Italy party, with its neo-fascist roots, are the top vote-getters. Close behind was former Premier Enrico Letta and his center-left Democratic Party. Ms. Meloni is part of a right-wing alliance with Salvini and Silvio Berlusconi, the three-time premier who heads the Forza Italia party he created 3 decades ago. 4 hours before polls' closing time, turnout was running 7% lower than at the same time in 2018, which had a record-setting low turnout of 73%. Giusy Coretto is an Italian journalist. She confirms the number of people voting was lower than expected.
At 12 o'clock, 19.21% of those entitled to vote voted, a figure substantially similar to that of 2018, when 19.43% of those entitled to vote had voted at the same time. We are going against the trend at the moment compared to what was said earlier, so an even higher abstention.
Quindi staremo a vedere.
She explains why many of the country's 51 million eligible voters have abstained from voting.
There are many undecided people, especially from the centre-left, disappointed lately a bit by the election campaign. So in theory, abstentionism should favour the centre-right a bit, but let's not forget that there could be big surprises. Of course, it will be necessary to understand between now and 11 p.m. how many people will vote, so we are still in a range that could exceed 27% of the last elections and reach 30 of the last polls. So we'll see.
Given Italy's fractured political spectrum, no single party stands much chance of winning enough seats to govern alone. Right-wing and right-leaning centrists forged a campaign pact that could propel Ms. Meloni into power. If she becomes premier, she'll be the first woman in Italy to hold the office. But assembling a viable ruling coalition could take weeks. In July, Five-Star Movement head Giuseppe Conte, right-wing leader Matteo Salvini, and former premier Silvio Berlusconi yanked their support for now-outgoing premier Mario Draghi during a confidence vote. That triggered the premature demise of the wide-ranging coalition government and paved the way for early elections. 35-year-old Rome resident Gabriele Papini is looking forward to having a female premier.
The fact that we could have the first female premier is a sign of civilization, especially if you think that it's already been 30 years since Britain's Margaret Thatcher was prime minister. Then, as I said, where the government will place itself will matter how they will interact with their European partners.
However, some Italians expressed deep concern about the future of their country. Soaring energy bills, largely caused by the war in Ukraine, have households and businesses fearful they can't keep the heat or lights on this winter. This Rome resident, who did not give his name, says whoever wins will be opposed.
It is not possible for someone alone as prime minister to mix everything up, whoever they are. No matter whether the leftist or the right-wing coalition wins, then there will be the opposition, there's Europe, there's things to consider. I don't think that a prime minister can just be a dictator anymore. I hope.
Antonio Reale is one voter who, in reference to seeing a woman in the premiership, says seeing a woman win the elections is expected for this day and age.
A woman premier? Well, they say it's the century of women, so I don't know. I am not sure if it will be a good thing. Anyway, they really worked hard. They all lost their voice. I heard last night they really fought well, but the result is very uncertain.
Another voter, Clara Invrea, says she just wants someone capable of doing the job.
I accept very well that the Premier could be a woman, but what's important is that it's someone competent, but I do not share certain ideas, that's all.
Rai, the state broadcaster, says Ms. Meloni's Brothers of Italy, in alliance with two right-wing parties, appeared headed to take as much as 45% of the vote in both chambers of parliament, compared to the closest contender, the centre-left alliance of a former Democratic Party premier Enrico Letta, which apparently garnered 29.5%. Rai says the exit poll had a margin of error of 3.5%. An exit poll for Italy's Sky said that the bloc of conservative parties, that also includes Matteo Salvini's League and Silvio Berlusconi's Forza Italia party, won over 40%, enough to guarantee control of both houses of parliament. Whoever gets tapped reports back to the president with a proposed cabinet list if a coalition is cobbled together. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.